This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Home Minister Khat meets Chairman Dahal to discuss Citizenship Amendment Bill. Labour Minister Shiv Bahadur Kaur says it is necessary to make foreign employment safe, and Sri Lankan President confirms resignation to Prime Minister. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Police and Province Police Operational Supervision and Coordination Act 2079 Bikram Sambat has been passed by the House of Representatives in coordination with the Kathmandu Valley Security Province Police. It has been passed unanimously in the House. After the clause-by-clause discussion on the bill, an agreement was reached in the State Management and Good Governance Committee in coordination with the Province Police of the Valley. Similarly, replying to a question raised by the lawmakers before the bill was passed, Home Minister Balkishna Khat said that the Nepal Police and the State Police are organizations to play a role for peace, security and good governance. Likewise, in the meeting of the lower house today, also the lawmakers, besides the political topics, drew the government's attention on the contemporary issues, including the shortage of school textbooks, fertilizer and disaster-related topics. The speaker issued a ruling to the government ministers to furnish appropriate replies to the questions raised by the lawmakers. Home Minister Balkishna Khat today met with CPN Maoist Centre's Chair and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda in regard with the fresh bill to amend the Citizenship Act 2006. The meeting held at Dahal's residence in Kumaltar of Lalitpur concluded on a positive note, according to Home Minister's Secretariat. Following the registration of the new bill, the Home Minister continued his political visits and talks in a bid to forge a wide consensus on it. On a Sunday evening, he had visited main opposition CPNUML Parliamentary Deputy Leader Subhas Chandra Nengbang. The major ruling party, Nepali Congress, is holding its Central Committee meeting today to discuss the contemporary political issues. The party's Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudal said the Central Committee will deliberate on the contemporary political issues, make an assessment of the local level election 2022, and finalize the sister and well-wisher organization statutes, among other topics. The meeting will also discuss the party's preparation for federal and provincial elections taking place in the near future. The Nepali Congress had held discussions on this topic in its office bearers meeting before this on 5th of July. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Shir Bahadur Kaur has said that it is necessary to make the foreign employment safe. Addressing a news conference organised by the Press Organisation Nepal in Dhangadi, Kailali today, he said the government is working vigorously to manage the foreign employment sector so as to check the unethical practices like doping the Nepali foreign employment aspirants. Minister Kaur also informed on the occasion that the scope of the social security would be expanded and implemented in a more effective manner. He added that Nepalese on foreign employment would also be included in the social security ambit, stating that there is still the dearth of skilled human resources in the Nepali labor market. He stressed on systematizing the foreign employment and creating employment opportunities within the country itself. Chairman of the CPN Unified Socialist and former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that the CPN Unified Socialist Party has been formed for the benefit of the nation and the people. Speaking at a press conference organized by the Socialist Press Organization Nepal Kailali in Dhangari today, he said that the party should not focus on its own interests like other parties. Chairman Nepal said that his party is a party dedicated to principles and ideas. World Population Day is being observed today observed today. On the occasion of World Population Day, Minister of Health and Population Bhavani Prasad Khapung said emphasis has been placed on proper management of population in order to alleviate the existing hunger, poverty, violence in the country and accelerate the development of the nation. The event was established by the Governing Council of the United Nations Development Programme in 1989. World Population Day aims to increase people's awareness on various population issues such as the importance of family planning, gender equality, poverty, maternal health and human rights. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of hilly regions of the country and at a few places of rest of the country, and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Bagmati province and Karnali province. Similarly, the division stated that the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places of rest of the country, and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Lumbini Province and Sudurpashchim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Sri Lanka's beleaguered President Gotabaya Rajapakse has confirmed his resignation, says the Prime Minister's office after protesters stormed both leaders' official residences. Demonstrators are still occupying the presidential palace and prime ministerial residence and have refused to leave until the leaders step down. The parliament speaker said on Saturday the president would resign on 13th of July. On Monday, Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe's office said in a statement it had been officially informed by Rajapakse that he would step down on a Wednesday. However, there has been no direct word from Rajapakse. Under Sri Lankan constitution, his resignation can only formally be accepted when he resigns by later the parliament speaker, which has yet to happen. People are being encouraged to look out for the vulnerable and elderly as temperatures are predicted to hit highs of 33 degrees Celsius in parts of the UK. Met Office forecaster Greg Devers said it could possibly be the hottest of the year so far on Monday. The alerts will be activated at 9 BST and remain in place until Friday. The east and south of England will see an amber level 3 alert, with the rest of England on a level 2 alert. Heat waves are becoming more likely and more extreme because of climate change. Macau closed all its casinos for the first time in more than 2 years on Monday after a coronavirus outbreak in the world's biggest gambling hub. Authorities have ordered non-essential businesses, which includes over 30 casinos, to shut for a week. The city has recorded 1,526 COVID cases since the middle of June, according to official figures. Gaming shares slipped on Monday over concerns of tougher rules in the Chinese special administrative region. Around 19,000 people have been put in mandatory quarantine as the city tackles its worst COVID-19 outbreak since early 2020. Schools and entertainment venues, including bars and cinemas, had already been closed under earlier guidelines. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Khad meets Chairman Dahal to discuss Citizenship Amendment Bill. Labour Minister Sir Bahadur Kaur says it is necessary to make foreign employment safe, and Sri Lankan President confirmed resignation to Prime Minister. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.